it's parenting mistakes.
It
We're
is.
Back.
Yes. And emphasis on the mistakes.
Yes. We are making an effort to return.
Yes.
In high definition. It is Todd and Dave.
We've been on a hiatus.
We have been on a hiatus. And we're welcoming back all of our old listeners, our mistakes listeners, or like I'd call them, our mistakes people, mistakes group. We haven't really named our crowd. Mistakes listeners, that's what we call them. It's been so long.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really a
good one. It's been so long, I don't remember. Hey, mistakes listeners. Yes.
We have an email address, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. Feel free to email us and label yourself.
Yes, please.
Yeah, come up with a group.
Yes.
Name.
Yes, come up with a group name. That'd be great.
First, maybe, you know, I don't want to say first group name that we get via email, we'll just adopt it. That's probably dangerous.
No.
First group name we get via email, we'll think about adopting it.
Okay, thank you.
If it's appropriate and we find it amusing.
Man, I'm having technical difficulties.
Yeah, just very, very professional.
Yeah.
Today.
Welcome back. Yeah. Blah. Jeez Louise.
So that's Dave. I'm Todd.
That's
We're
right.
We're both parents.
Right. And
we've had a podcast for a while.
Yes, and I've talked to you about before, but we should tell them what our spiel is. What do we do at Parenting Mistakes? Because I know that we're going to get some new listeners today because they're excited for our return.
Our spiel is that parenting is hard.
Yes.
And there's a lot of aspects to it. And one of those aspects is what you let your kids do. More specifically, media.
Yes.
TV shows, movies, games, that sort of thing.
Right.
And media plays a huge role in a kid's life and in adults' lives. And so what we have done on this podcast is we have talked about different shows and movies and games and just tried to approach it from a critical standpoint, not just to rip on it. And
right.
We're not going to give you ratings, and we're not going to give you thumbs up or thumbs down. We're just going to say, hey, here's some things to be aware of. Because
right.
One of the biggest things about parenting is being aware of what your kids are into.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I hate reviews because there's no science behind them. It's all opinion.
Correct.
And what I like is I like folks that are kind of gauging what they think they're seeing. And, for example, my eldest should not be watching Harry Potter. It would be way too much for her. My youngest could totally watch Harry Potter at this point. It would be totally fine for her, right? It's kind of like how you kind of want to gauge your kid, and that's what we're trying to do as well. We're trying to interpret what's happening, and is it right for your kid? I think the hardest part about parenting right now is the amount of media that there is. Not the hardest part, but as far as entertainment and your children, it is very, very hard now to track everything that's happening, which
yes.
was the whole point behind me doing Parenting Mistakes, because almost all the stuff that they watch right now I find incredibly boring and unappealing. But it's not to say that it's bad, it's junk, or whatever, because we have found our golden gems here and there, right? The diamonds
we
are
have.
For sure.
We have.
And that continues forward, but this put Todd and I in a position to actually start doing something about it versus like just sitting down in a corner, going into a fetal position, watching some show. So we are coming back at you loud and proud. And the deal is we're going to go after YouTube. We're going to go after, that's a terrible statement. We want to start looking at YouTube. And the reason I want to start looking at YouTube specifically is my kids have been watching a lot of it. It's kind of their go-to TV right now. I don't even know if you want to call it YouTube TV. I mean, I had to think about it. It was a big deal in the 80s for a family to have two televisions, or in the 70s. How many TVs do you have? You have two. By the 80s, everybody had three. So let me take that back. 70s, you were lucky if you had one. By the 80s, there were like two or three. I was thinking about this the other day. I think we have now, because you can kind of get away with it. We got rid of our TV, right? Well, we technically didn't. We have all sorts of screens in our house that broadcast, right? We've got Kindles. We've got iPads. We actually do have one TV. We've got monitors. We've got iPhones. We've got multiple ways in which media has been coming into the house. And I can clearly tell you, hey, we got rid of cable. We got rid of TV. But we didn't at all. We've actually multiplied it in mass. It just doesn't feel that way. It's kind of like those crazy slime monsters in games that I've played before, in which you smash the slime monster, it becomes two. You smash the next slime monster, it becomes two. I feel like the TV slime monster is everywhere in my house because we just kept on, hey, we got rid of it, but then it replicated and we've got five more of them. Right? I don't know how that is in your house, but it seems like everybody's got a way to a portal into the internet to receive media.
Well, yeah, and as you said, it's very different than when we grew up. When we grew up, there was the TV, and that was it.
Yep.
There was the TV, there was the movie theater, there was the radio. That was it. Yep. Those were our media sources. And if you weren't near one of those at any given time, you weren't watching media.
Right.
It's funny. I mean, it's the fact that, you know, we didn't watch media at school unless it was, you know, they rolled in a TV on one of them carts with the VCR.
The audiovisual team came in.
That's right. And they put in an educational video.
That's right.
That was our media. Oh, they, yeah. You know, no internet. I think it's funny. I mean, I don't want to get off on sidetrack, but, you know, when you talk to young people today and you say things like, well, when we were in high school, there was no internet and no cell phones. And we made a plan after school and we agreed to meet at the movie theater at 7. You know, or we went to the mall and we said, we'll meet you by the Orange Julius at 2:30. And if people didn't show up, then you either waited or you ditched them.
Yes. Oh, well, we know that our friend Chris would give anybody an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
He had the time to give anybody an hour. I'll give him an hour, which I thought I'd give him 5 minutes. Actually, I gave people more time than that, but things happen that you just didn't know. I think it's important, though, because what you're saying is it's a cultural shift, and we as Gen Xers have a hard time just trying to grapple with all the things that are coming, inundating. Like, you know, for example, it's just thinking, like, we would say, did you watch that TV show? Yeah, I watched Knight Rider the other night, and you describe it. It's almost like, you know, this is what happened to Michael Knight, and Kit had to jump over their car, and it was nuts, and you wouldn't believe what happened, right? That's kind of how we did media. And now I could actually turn to somebody and say, did you watch Knight Rider? No, I missed it. You can watch it right here, right now with me, if you want, right? Or I'll show you my favorite scene. Or there's this one scene that occurred, and you've got to see it, right? Now, the conversation has died there because you can totally give them the show or the moment, right? It's very odd, right? And as we delve into YouTube, YouTube is way more than ever before. Did you see what such and such did on YouTube? Sure, I've got my phone. There's 7 phones here. If you don't have a phone, I'll give you a phone, right? Like, here's what's going on. In fact, let's take it a step further. Did you see what I did on YouTube last night?
Yes.
Right? Like, here's my show. Here's the things that I did. You can watch it. Right? In fact,
well, and that's the great appeal of YouTube.
Yes.
You and I are now on television.
Yes. Totally.
Something that was not going to happen when we were kids.
So I think honestly, I mean, as I'm processing this, it could potentially be a nightmare for parents. But what I'm realizing now more than ever, because of the amount of content that's out there, we are now running out of time. I don't have enough time in the day.
We're not running out. We're out.
We're out of time. We're totally out of time. Like, we've hit max capacity, right? Like, I could say, do you watch Knight Rider? Yeah, well, if you like Knight Rider, you can watch A-Team, right? Oh, I can handle 2 shows. And if you like A-Team, you can watch Family Ties, right? Okay, I could balance that all. Now, there's no way on earth you could keep up with it all. So you have to start being selective. People are now in a spot where, not saying that TV still doesn't own them or entertainment doesn't own them, but they actually have to try to manage the entertainment and figure out what they want to do during the time they have for free, right?
Yes.
Versus how it was before, which was it almost – I can't say it wasn't enough media, but it didn't feel like it was as overwhelming like
I had. It would fit into your life.
Yeah. Must-see TV, well, I just don't have time. There's too much.
So speaking of time.
Yes.
Let's jump in.
That's totally. Yes, you're right. Totally. So we have decided to review YouTube, and we are going to go after what I would say is the Superman of YouTube right now. I can't
not
say
going
that,
after. Say not going
oh,
after.
Why do I keep saying going after? Yes.
Negative.
I am
negative.
So sorry, audience. I don't mean to say going after. I want a review. I'm excited, guys. I'm aggressive about this because
yeah, a little bit.
It's a brand. It's a Wild West, right? And I want. I'm dying to review this. And look at it because it needs to be
easy, Dave. Easy.
Okay.
Easy. It's okay.
Thank you. Reel me in right now, Todd.
Reel you in. Reel you in.
We watched PewDiePie this week.
PewDiePie.
Yes.
Not his real name.
No. And I, as I was saying, he does not exemplify the Superman morals. But when I say Superman, he is the number one YouTuber. He has brought in, I would say, are we in the golden age of YouTube yet?
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Well, if you think about the comic book era, there were comic books, and then Superman came around and put comic books on the shelf. Right? Like, I need to get this comic book because Superman is amazing, and that started the golden era of comics. Right?
So we could be, just because YouTube is a go-to destination for so many people.
60 million
particularly
people,
young people
who are subscribing
yeah.
to PewDiePie right now are yeah. very interested, and I think... I don't know how people are going to evaluate the history of YouTube, but I'm saying this is probably the beginning or the golden age of YouTube.
Okay, so summarize, if I don't know anything, if you just say PewDiePie to me and I don't know who that is, summarize for me in 30 seconds what PewDiePie does on YouTube.
Real simply, PewDiePie reviews other YouTube content and he also reviews games.
Okay.
He's a commentator.
Okay.
It's as simple as it gets. He is making life commentary about things that
all right.
he's seeing on the internet.
And I will say this also. He is a little bit of a stand-up comedian.
Sure.
And he's also doing sort of – it's edited, but it's kind of running commentary, stream of consciousness evaluation of internet content. So when you watch it, yes, it's produced. Yes, it has a level of polish to it, and it has effects and that sort of thing. But at the same time, it's also very casual.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Very much like YouTube.
Sort of, yeah, a lot of hard edits, a lot of, you know, cutting and pasting where it's pretty obvious that, you know, he had a thought, and then he cut it, and then he went to a different thought, and then he cut it. And then there will be sort of a After Effects thing that's thrown in there. And he wanders around the screen quite a bit with headphones on.
Yes.
And go from there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's making me think. I think in prior Perry to Mistakes episode, we came up with a teenage Disney style of show, right? Like, this is what they do for teenagers on the Disney Channel. And I'm
right.
curious now, after you just talked about this, like, is PewDiePie bringing the standard for what should be produced on YouTube? Like, is there a YouTube style yet? You know, here's the YouTube style guide. This is how you do YouTube right. He certainly does seem to have a style, and I've seen his style mimicked all over the place. And whether or not that is the going, you know, standard for how you create YouTube videos, it seems like everybody does it, right? Quick clips, you know, you're adding something in there. You are making commentary about whatever. You know, we could talk specifically about the episode we watched, which was the isopod episode.
The isopod.
I have no idea what an isopod is, but thank you to PewDiePie, I have an idea of what that is now. But here's the whole concept of the show. He basically is reviewing memes, or memes. Oh, my gosh.
Memes.
No,
that's
no,
a
no.
That's a restaurant
memes,
we go to every
memes.
Once in a while.
Oh, my gosh. Memes. Yes, I have just... I am so sorry. I feel like that teacher that said... What is this Depeche Mode? Oh, it's Depeche Mode, and I just called it Mimi. Memes.
Memes. Meme review.
Yes, meme. Meme review, yes. Which is what he does, right?
He does.
So
yeah. He'll say meme review, two claps.
Correct, yes. Who knows why he does that? I mean, it's just his thing, right?
It's his thing. It's his shtick.
He basically was reviewing another group of YouTubers that had pulled a creature out of the water that's called an isopod. which has got to be one of the... It looks like a giant tick. A tick. It's a tick out of nightmares, right? Like, horrifying.
It looks like a big bug the size of a cat.
Yes, and it's huge. And they wrap it up in a blanket, and they take this thing around to a restaurant, right? And the entire time, PewDiePie is making commentary about what this group of YouTubers is doing, right? A boon for them, because that means whatever channel he got this off of, these guys are going to be a big bump because PewDiePie has reviewed their channel about picking up an isopod, right? And yes. He's got quick clips in there, and apparently he's got anime girls with isopods holding isopods. Todd, did you find it funny?
I found it funny at times. This is what's interesting about this type of content is, and you know, the viewers should know, his videos range from, I'd say, about 3 minutes up to about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not talking, there's really no formula on YouTube necessarily for success. I mean, you could go down a road of saying, okay, what's the average person's attention span? Or what can people get away with watching in a sitting, right? And probably around 15 minutes is where, depending on what the content is, we go a little longer.
Yeah.
But there's also plenty of stuff on YouTube that's, you know, an hour or even 2 hours. So he's doing about 15 minutes of content. He's kind of doing it's kind of a comedy bit. So he's got a theme for the day, and, you know, it was the isopods, or he'll do a game.
Right.
And it takes him about 15 minutes. And yeah, he's a funny guy. He's got a quick wit. The thing I think is interesting, I think, for us, and what I found is that, you know, he would reference stuff that I'm just not attuned to right now.
Yeah, he did a whole sequence of memes, right, where I was like, I'm not sure I'm tracking with the humor here, right?
Right, right. And when you sort of you lump in other sites, you know, Reddit and that sort of thing, then you're getting into a whole sort of genre of content that if you're on this all the time, you know, if you're bouncing around YouTube a lot, if you're bouncing around Reddit a lot, you're going to find some of these themes. But it's sort of like, you know, like, say, current musicians. You know, the musicians that the young people are listening to, young people, you know, not us, right?
We gotta work this out, Todd. We're just talking heads. We're just talking heads.
Right, right. But the point is, if you went and found a 13 or 14 year old and you said, hey, list for me the top 10 artists that you're listening to right now, I'm going to bet that there'd be a few that you and I might not even recognize.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because we wouldn't know who they were. So he does go off into sort of some social media stuff that, you know, a parent might just look at it and say, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Sure.
Okay. So did I find him funny? Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy. Some of it's repetitive. You know, I mean, you're like, okay, yeah, I get it. I get the joke. You know, I get that you're sort of doing this, you know, critique of this, and maybe move on to something else.
Yep. No, so. I mean, the show that if you're a parent, this might help a little bit, is sort of that show like Talk Soup. You ever watch Talk Soup or know what that is?
Yeah, no, I know what it is.
Okay, yeah, so basically what they would do is they would just review media from the day, right? Daytime, right. They were reviewing daytime talk shows, they were reviewing soap operas throughout the day. And that's kind of what PewDiePie is doing. He sits down at home and he reviews the internet. Not the entire internet, but he reviews what he feels like is kind of his pool of sources of information, right? And then he takes what he feels like is the best and something that he can work with. Can other people do what PewDiePie does? Yes. And I think what was interesting is what makes PewDiePie different and what makes him a unique source of information for people or say, entertainment, right? And like I said, he's had a unique personality. He's obviously very smart. And he's able to pull something like isopods and really, you know, enhance it and make it great. I can't say that that's his best episode, right? But he's able to take it and use his humor to kind of overlay it and it brings about a lot of charm, and you're like, ah, you know, isopods are funny or whatever, right? It's so odd and weird. And that's actually kind of his coin, too, is that he's able to pick up on just the strangest games or the strangest memes and just...
Memes. You're losing it, memes. This is going to be our new thing. We're going to start reviewing memes.
No, I'm so sorry. That's right. That's why we got to get into this. That's why we got to figure this out.
Well, and I will say this. I think in a lot of ways, he was at the right place at the right time in terms of where YouTube was, where the internet was. And, you know, I've talked about the fact that he may have peaked. You know, he may be sort of on the – he's not as popular as he was. He's had a couple controversial videos where he's – you know, made some off-color comments and some inappropriate comments.
He lost some advertisers. He lost some advertisers. YouTube channel.
But he still got 60 million subscribers, and that's kind of an interesting sort of aspect of this nowadays. Is that back to, you know, we talked about before, where we used to have to go to media. You'd have to sit down in front of the TV and watch the show. Now, the moment he puts out a video, all of his subscribers get pinged.
Yep.
They all get an email or a text or some notification. Something pops up on their device that says, hey, PewDiePie's got a new video. And the way that people watch nowadays is they don't say, okay, Thursday night at 8 o'clock, that's my TV time because I'm going to watch my show. It's whenever I get a notification, and if it's something that I like, and if I have a moment, mm-hmm. I'm going to click on it and watch it right now.
Yeah, then that's the whole deal, right?
That's okay. That's where we are.
It's totally where we are, and it's a point of that issue I'm talking about, time management.
Right.
Right? This actually is coming out to tell you, if you have time for this, here it is, and it's here for you on a plate right now. I don't have to wait till Thursday, 8 o'clock to watch Family Ties now.
And again, you talked about time. Yeah, you talked about time. You know, yeah, if we watched a show back in the day, we said, okay, 8 to 8:30, that's our time slot. Or 8 to 9, that's our time slot. Whereas YouTube is, you know, people talk about sort of getting lost, you know, going down the rabbit hole.
Yep.
Where you say, I watch a PewDiePie video, and then I'm like, oh, I never saw this PewDiePie video. And then you've got a whole bunch of other videos, and you go, oh, well, I'm going to click on this one. And then all of a sudden, it's 3 hours later, and you've been sitting watching these little clips. Now, you and I don't necessarily have time to do that, but, you know, a young person after school, you know, don't have a lot of stuff going on, all of a sudden they can just be watching video after video after video. So
let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with the question, is PewDiePie okay for kids? All right, Todd, we're back. And so let's go back to that, and it's the question is, well, what do you think, Todd? Is it okay for kids?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm going to say the same.
So the thing that parents have to realize.
Who's his target audience, right? Like, yeah. Sorry.
I don't know if he has a target audience. That's the thing. He's just being himself. And one thing that you'll find with us is that, particularly I think as we get into YouTube, we're not going to sit here and say, you know, he's producing this. This is inappropriate. Kids shouldn't be doing this, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Parents need to police their kids.
Yep.
His content has language, you know, adult language. It has sensual content. I haven't watched a lot of his videos, so I don't know about violence, but I imagine at some point he's going to have violence in there.
But let's not guess. If we haven't seen it, we haven't seen it. I'll tell you what I have seen. I saw him playing a game in which he was playing a child that pooped out of his mouth on people. This is one of the things he did. It's this terrible game that he found, and he reviewed it. It was on his channel. Can you blame the game? It's interesting because PewDiePie could say, well, it's just the content. I'm just looking at the content. I am not that content. But the thing is, it's on his channel, right? Another game he played was he was a lap dancer in which you could throw money at a lap dancer, right? And that's the whole entire game. And so as I continue to go, I chase the rabbit or follow the rabbit hole quite a bit. And this is some of the content that I came across. Again, I didn't see anything violent, but again, I don't have the hours and hours and hours it takes to look at every PewDiePie video, right? I wish I could matrix that, right, and say, yep, I know it all, but I don't. I can only tell you what I saw. And I would say it is inappropriate. And not only that, but I would say that the humor in general, just who he is untrustworthy. I don't know what's going to come next. If I have a child watching PewDiePie, the Isopod episode was perfectly fine. But even when watching, I was like, I'm not exactly sure I trust this individual. My parent, Reed, says something could go foul or dark real quickly with this guy.
Right. And because it's YouTube and the internet, there's no filters, there's no oversight body, there's no rating system. And so, therefore, you really never know what you're going to get. He can drop F-bombs at any time. He can drop, you know, inappropriate comments anytime. And so I think what the thing you have to sort of keep in mind is that it's, as you talked about, it's different now in that back in the day, you could maybe watch a TV show. And this is still the case. You could watch a TV show, a couple episodes, and say, okay, I get the formula. It's on this channel. It's this type of content, yes or no, to my kids watching this. Because you know, if you have experience watching television, it's going to be sort of the same every episode.
Yep.
PewDiePie is – and as he, you know, shifts in his life, he could just get into very different content. Who knows what he's going to get into? So this is one where
– yeah, he could literally do anything he wants.
I would say all the way through high school, parents have to be aware. And again, I don't blame him for his content. He's producing his content. It's not his fault if kids are getting on YouTube and watching videos and their parents aren't aware. That's on the parents.
Yep. I'll say this. Here's PewDiePie's agenda, right? Just closing thoughts here. But when I was trying to process PewDiePie agendas, what does he want? I think he sits on a mountain of money right now, right? Is he trying to benefit culture? Is he trying to change the way we watch YouTube? I don't think so.
Nope.
I think he is who he is, and I think he's sitting on a mountain of money, and it's a boon. He never thought it would ever happen, right? He continues to produce because I think he actually likes it.
Sure.
But I don't know if he is a it's tough because we reviewed media and I'm like, do we ever sit down and say, yes, this is a boon to society? Can't say it is. Is it entertaining? Does it make people feel good? Yes. I would say 21 and up.
Yeah. I think he's just having fun. I think he's a goofball. I think he started this because he was bored. And in fact, I think I read that on his Wikipedia page that he, you know, he was in school. He didn't want to be in school. He wanted to do this. He was having fun with it and it took off and he's just having fun and just being who he is. You know, and if he has a foul mouth sometimes, that's who he is.
Yep.
And if he gets an inappropriate comment, that's him. And because he doesn't have a boss necessarily, you know, he's had sponsors in the past. We talked about that. But he doesn't have a network that says, nope, you can't do that. Nope, you can't do that. He's just doing what he does.
How do you contact us?
ParentingMistakes@hotmail.com. Send us your thoughts. If you want to nominate a name for the group of listeners, or if you want to say, hey, you should check out this person's YouTube channel.
We definitely need some recommendations there.
And we're excited to be back. Dave's excited to be back.
I'm very excited to be back, yes.
We're both excited to be back, yeah. But, you know, Dave's the...
I want to go after you.
And we want to look at your memes.
Memes. Oh, my God.
Memes.
Oh, fail, bro.
All right. Dave, until next time, it's good to be back.
It is.